If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And honestly, guys, it feels like I haven't been broadcasting since like last year. Pause for a chuckle, giggling, perhaps some laughter, despite that being the most overdone joke in the history of jokes. Regardless, welcome into 2026. I know it's already been a week into the new year, but I haven't spoken to you. You haven't heard from me since 2025. So, of course, I am going to wish everyone listening a happy 2026. I hope this first week has been kind to everyone listening, or at least kinder than it has been to me, because I, like, immediately got sick. Like, the second the new year started, boom, sickness. Okay, cool. Really cool that I got sick before classes even started, so that's awesome. Love when that happens. My immune system didn't even put up a fight. So, what can you do, you know? I'm glad it's at least syllabus week instead of, like, you know, actual important content being discussed at lecture, but still not the greatest start to the semester. It's a good time to start building habits, getting used to going to class and things, especially in the winter when it's all, like, crap outside, honestly. Like, we got freezing rain last night in Kingston. Thankfully, I have an actual valid excuse for not attending my 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. lecture last night when the freezing rain was coming down, because if I'm already sick, number one, I don't want to get more people sick. Number two, I don't want to get more sick by going out in the freezing rain. Are you kidding me? No. Snow, passable. Rain, not my favorite, but, you know, I can live. I won't melt. Freezing rain? Count me out, take my name off the roster, you know, I'm staying inside, sort of a thing. But enough rambling on my end. We're gonna talk about the music that you'll be listening to on today's episode, because Queen's Album Club is still getting set up to start running again this semester. Very exciting, big things coming. Continue tuning in to find out what we'll be doing, because we will be moving our meeting days from Tuesdays to Thursdays, because, you know, classes change and everything. So Thursdays at 8 p.m. So there will be a small adjustment to what this show is called, most likely. It will be switching from Queen's Album Club, a week in review to a week in preview, since this airs on Wednesday. New meeting date will be Thursday. You know, I'm trusting you can put two and two together. But since we don't have a album to review this week, I'm still just kind of picking and choosing whatever I feel is good for the vibes, you know? I was thinking of continuing the dance trend, dance vibe that I was doing last week, but I thought I would switch it up because the whole point of this show is to not get super repetitive, though it is hard for me to not fall into my own musical biases when putting these episodes together without the guidance of an album, because that really helps, honestly. It really, really helps with structuring these episodes, but regardless, we're making do, and I still love putting together these episodes. It's just less all across the board. But anyways, I've continued rambling. So the intro song that you heard bringing in today's episode was Into Shadows by Melody's Echo Chamber off of her new album, Unclouded. And her album, self-titled album, Melody's Echo Chamber, is her most popular album. And I can almost guarantee that if you're into music, even just a little bit, you will have recognized that album. So very excited to hear more from Melody's Echo Chamber. This came out earlier, I guess not this month anymore, early December, December 5th, so still quite new. And then coming up, we will have The Flints with The Cold of You. That was just released also in December. That came out December 19th. And they might be cooking up a new album to be released later in the year. I'm not too sure, because the other singles that they've released were all the way back from like 2024. So I don't know if they're just getting back on top of this project or what, but regardless, great song. I hope you enjoy hearing it in just a second. But after that, you will hear I Said What I Said by Pure Bathing Culture, and then ending out that little segment with Perfect Symmetry by Kian. So sending you off into the music, I hope you enjoy.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
head came through the photographs. I wish I could make sense of what we do. Burning down the capitals. The wisest of the animals.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And in case you need a quick refresher of any of those song titles, I'll give that to you right now. Up first, we had The Cold of You by The Flints, followed by I Said What I Said by Pure Bathing Culture, and closing out with Perfect Symmetry by Kian. And I Said What I Said by Pure Bathing Culture is another somewhat new single, similar to The Cold of You. It was released in November, on November 13th, so actually released on my dad's birthday. Shout out to my dad again. And judging by the band's album track record, we might be on track to expect another album from them in 2026. So if you liked the sound of I Said What I Said, then keep your eyes and ears peeled for new releases from Pure Bathing Culture. And Perfect Symmetry, definitely not a new song by any means. It was released in 2008, which is crazy because that means in 2 years that'll have been 20 years ago. Oh my god, that's not okay. That is not okay. But I was reminded of the song when I was home for the holidays, and I was in my aunt's car and she put the song on, and I knew I recognized it, but I couldn't tell from where, so I honestly thought that it was Muse while I was in the car, even though I kept thinking, I was like, this is way too like poppy to be Muse, but at the same time, the singer's voice kind of sounds the same. Like, I don't know. But regardless, before I spend too long talking about the songs you've already just heard, I'm going to introduce you to the songs you will be hearing right now. Up first, we have Round, Round We Go by Trooper, which was a very popular Canadian band from the 70s and 80s, which kind of just fell out of public knowledge. I don't know. I could honestly probably write a whole thesis on the disappearance of iconic 70s and 80s Canadian bands because there are so many. It's insane. I'll talk a bit more about that come next segment. But after Trooper, we have Warmer Than Gold by Gov, and closing out, we have Falling Apart by Slow Pulp. So I hope you enjoy.
Darling, darling, each time you do.
once again, welcome back from the music. I hope you were enjoying what you were hearing. And in case you just recently tuned in, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Review on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs that you just heard were Round, Round We Go by Trooper, followed by Warmer Than Gold by Gov, and closing out with Falling Apart by Slowpulp, who, in all honesty, I thought were a grunge 90s band for the longest time, until like literally yesterday when I was making this episode and I was listening to the song and I started taking a look at the album that it came from, and I was like, wait, this was released in like 2020. Went to the artist profile. Yeah, they're definitely a contemporary band. I don't know why I thought they were from the 90s, but regardless, that thought has been corrected. But speaking of new music, Gov with Warmer Than Gold, very recent release that came out December 9th, 2025, and Gov already has a new single out as well. It came out just yesterday. It's called Chasin' Love. So if you like the sound of Warmer Than Gold, definitely check out more of Gov, because seems like he may have an album on the way. And Trooper. I was going to talk about them a little bit more before I sent you off into the music at the last segment. But what I was going to say was that I am just consistently shocked by how so many popular Canadian artists from like the 70s, 80s, and even 90s in some cases are just completely forgotten to time. Because when I found Trooper, I was just going through like a Spotify deep dive, jumping from artist profile to artist profile, eventually found them, started listening to their music. I was like, wow, like, they're really good. They must have just been like an underground like sleeper band from that time. I look them up. No, immensely successful. Like all of their singles from like when they first started releasing music, yeah, 1975 all the way up until like 1980, every single one of their singles charted in Canada. So why have I not heard of them? Actually, the only one time that I had heard them before I found them myself was because of that Home Hardware commercial that played every single commercial break when the Blue Jays were playing. The song was called Raise a Little Hell. That's by Trooper. That was the one and only time I had ever heard them before I had found them myself. It's crazy that there's so many Canadian artists that have just been lost to time like that, but I digress. I'm going to send you off into the next three songs that are coming up right now. Up first, we have Nocturne by Chiclet, followed by Greyhound by Calpurnia, and closing out with Planet Telex by Radiohead. So I hope you enjoy.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Bartlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Bartlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Yeah. Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
For the last time on today's episode, welcome back from the music, and as always, I will be going over the titles of the songs you just heard. Up first, we had Nocturne by Chiclet, followed by Greyhound by Calpurnia, and closing out with Planet Telex by Radiohead. And Chiclet is a similar case to Trooper, who I was just talking about. There are two differences, one of which being that the band originated in the 90s rather than the 70s, and number two is that they were significantly less popular than Trooper. They didn't have any chart-topping hits, which Trooper had multiple of, but still popular enough to have their own Wikipedia page. And yet, they only have 100 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is just so crazy that we just have so much Canadian music that just gets lost to time like that. But anyways, hopefully there's some way that we can remedy that, go back in time kind of and bring back all those old songs into new platforms. I don't know how you'd even go about that, but I wanted to talk also a little bit about that Calpurnia song, Greyhound, because Calpurnia is Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things' band, which I think came out in like 2016-ish, 2018. Huge fan when I was younger. They disbanded quite quickly, but I was recently reminded of his music stunt because he just released his own solo album. I don't know, I haven't listened to that, but the nostalgia of listening to Greyhound by Calpurnia was very real, so I thought I would put it on today's set list. But we only have two more songs left in today's set list, and those are Gotta Stay High by New Radicals and Summer Nights by Saint Lucia. So I hope you enjoy those last two songs that will be coming at you fast right now. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there.
I just had Pickles, leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
Well, on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.